The Book of John, Chapter 19, let's continue at verse 28. After this, knowing that everything had now been accomplished, and to fulfill the scripture, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in the wine, put it on a stalk of hyssop, and lifted it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he yielded up his spirit. It was the day of preparation, and the next day was a high Sabbath. In order that the bodies would not remain on the cross during the Sabbath, the Jews asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies removed. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The one who saw it has testified to this, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. Now these things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled: "Not one of his bones will be broken." And as another scripture says, "They will look on the one they have pierced." Afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him remove the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had previously come to Jesus at night, also brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. So they took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, according to the Jewish burial custom. Now there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. And because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they placed Jesus there. That's John chapter 19, verses 28 through 42. Thank you very much for listening. Reading God's Word together every day. This is GodsWordEveryday.com.